This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. These days, you can hail a ride in some cities with the quick tap of a smartphone. The app for Uber connects drivers for hire to riders. And that car service has gotten attention lately because of its pricing system. At times, Uber rides can be cheaper than metered taxis. But when demand for a ride is high, the fare can be 3, 5, or even 9 times as much as its regular rate. Lisa Chow of NPR's Planet Money team took a ride with an Uber driver during this week's big snowstorm in New York City to explore the fast-changing rates.
I was in the car for about an hour, a ride that normally would have cost me $65. But when it came time to pay, my driver, Kirk Fury, was concerned for me.
Are you going to get in trouble with NPR? You are almost at 3 times the amount.
Fury had been driving me around in the middle of a snowstorm at a time when Uber was engaged in what they call surge pricing. In a snowstorm, there's high demand for cars. And when there's high demand, Uber raises its prices.
I'm a little worried. What's your guess?
3 times the amount. Best guess? 150, maybe?
Actually, the bill ended up being $192. $192 for a ride in a snowstorm. A lot of people might call this gouging, but Uber says this helps people because the high price sends a signal to all the drivers out there. Hey, you can make a lot of money if you stay out on the road. Case in point, my own driver, Kirk Fury, he hadn't even stopped for lunch that day.
I take little breaks here and there, but when the surges are on, you want to try to push yourself a little harder. Ride it out. And you're also not doing it for the money. There's people out here that really just don't want to be standing out in the snow and the cold, and you do what you can to get them to their destination safely.
Money helps, though, right?
Money does help.
In more ways than one, Uber tracks customers and drivers down to the street level. So sometimes fares are popping in one part of the city and not another. And in theory, what should happen is, as more drivers see a part of the city where fares are high, they all go there. Now, supply has met demand, and prices should come down. Fury says he sees that happen all the time. It's a pain in the butt.
When I first started, I used to chase the surge, but then that became exhausting because it would always go somewhere else by the time I got there.
And did you ever catch it? Catch the surge?
Did I ever catch the surge? When I was running for it, I think I might have caught it like once, twice. Tops. And then I realized it ain't worth it. I missed it a lot more times than I caught it.
So this appears to be working as it should, but it doesn't feel like that to a lot of people.
Would you pay double the price to get a cab today?
No.
Shalonda McNicholson is near Penn Station waiting for a cab. She had never heard of the company Uber. When I explained the way Uber prices its rides, she said this.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. It's not fair. We didn't ask for the snow.
Richard Thaler, an economist at the Chicago Booth School of Business, says no matter what most economists say, surge pricing just feels inherently unfair to most people, which means Uber might be treading in tricky territory.
I think the question will be how big a multiple the market will stand up for. And my intuition is that it's a number in the ballpark of 3.
That consumers will tolerate 3 times the normal fare, but not really more than that. Thaler says if you look at industries in which prices do respond quickly to demand, take hotels, for instance. If you're booking a room during Christmas, you'll probably pay a lot more, but you'll rarely pay more than 3 times the normal price. Uber sometimes goes way above that, 7, 8, 9 times. But Uber is hoping this gets their drivers to do what my driver did. When I called Fury the day after the storm, he told me he ended up working a 17-hour day, riding the surge as long as he possibly could. Lisa Chow, NPR News.